foot. Just wait, yeah, just wait, hon. Okay, bye. This is Brian Jones, J-O-N-E-S. Mr. Jones was born 6-17-70, 54-year-old, today's 11-25-26, 54-year-old gentleman comes in with fever, chills, cough, headache, muscle ache, sinus ache. Patient is a 54-year-old gentleman, truck driver. He weighs 330 pounds. He says he's happy because he's lost a few pounds. We talked about possibility of a GLP-1, but he had declined period. In the paragraph also, he'd been, we talked about doing a treatment or evaluation for sleep apnea, which he had declined as well, but he says he wants to change his lifestyle, wants to be more active, and he wants to lose more weight, period. In the paragraph, his last time for his blood work today, which will be repeated today, period. Family history is not changed. No colon cancer reported, so he's a candidate for Cologuard that I believe I've talked him into having one today. He has a history of Alzheimer's disease, family history of Alzheimer's disease and hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Socialism, smoke, doesn't drink, married 16 years. They have adopted a child who's 13 years old. Colonoscopy, as was mentioned, COVID immunization, no allergy, none, medication, C-list, surgery, skin surgery only, medical problems, skin cancer, hypertension, asthma, under care of a dermatologist, lab work was repeated today, he's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress, allergy, none, 330 pounds, 96%, 97.8, 20, 96, 150, 5 over 84, heart positive, small positive, still lungs to clear, abdomen soft, next for JV, skin shows no natural, I'm close with an illusional, non-focal, or extremities, a pedal edema. Number one, he did have a thyroid cyst in the past, and that appears to have gone from 0.2 to 0.38, which is still stable. Number two, that's on the right side. Number two, palpitation. No significant change in his echocardiogram. Number four, morbid obesity. Next number, sleep apnea. Has refused workup. Next number, right-sided ventricular hypertrophy. Next number, LVH. Next number, fatty liver. Next number, increased weight. Next number, I'm going to give him a prescription for Wegovy. Next number, sinusitis. Next number, Z-Pak, Medrol, Dospak. Next number, rosefenogram now. Next number, reevaluate thyroid cyst in the next 3 to 6 months. Next number, carotid stenosis, no significant change. Next number, he hasn't been taking his irbesartan on a regular basis. He takes 150 milligram. I told him to please take that on a regular basis. Next number, obesity. Next number, DJD. Next number, history of asthma. Stable. Next number, on meloxicam. Next number, taking tramadol very, very infrequently. Next number, taking Flexeril very, very infrequently. Next number, he's a truck driver. Next number, he knows not to take those medication while he's driving. Next number, we talked about cause of fatty liver. Next number, prescription for GLP-1 was given. Wegovy 0.25 sub-Q. Next number, metoprolol 100 milligram. Next number is low extremity edema, no DVT or PVD noted. Next number, multifactorial, most likely related to sleep apnea and his beta blocker. Next number is hyperlipidemia, he's not taking his Lopet. Next number is I told him to please don't stop any medications unless we have a talk about that, and he promises to do so. Next number is Cologuard ordered. Thank you.